Yeah, just finishing up the Olympics, which some of you may or may not have been a part of. I know there were some very disturbing facets of the Olympics, and yet we have to continue to move on in this world of confusion, and this world isn't of turmoil, and we can't allow the media and or any other thing to just so anger us or frustrate us that somehow it ended up negating the truth and promises of what God says. And so in light of all that, I think maybe there's a great lesson to be learned in just learning to be wise. I mean, I have said this so many times to different people. I said it tonight. My mom and brother are here visiting for a few days, and actually tomorrow we're going up to Edmond, Oklahoma to once again visit the Armstrong Institute of Biblical Archaeology, and they are hosting an exhibit there through January of 2025 that is where they've discovered artifacts regarding the kingdom of David and the kingdom of Solomon. And it's just really such a special exhibit, and this really causes you to be so reflective upon, you know, times that we really don't think about that much. But when you're in those situations, so many different questions come up for sure. But I said this to the group. I said, we have to be careful not to offer unsolicited advice. And I say that because opinions and the thoughts of people's minds run rampant these days. You see it everywhere. I mean, there are people who are getting paid well to offer what they, I guess, they consider to be their opinion about certain particular subjects. But in a general sense, communication between individuals and in circumstances and situations, it's probably a piece of really good advice not to give unsolicited advice unless it's being asked for. And I want to look in Proverbs chapter 16 tonight. Proverbs, I think, has been known as a book of wisdom, instruction not just to young people, but also to folks of every age. And therefore, I guess over the years, I've been drawn to Proverbs because I definitely feel like I have had a need for wisdom. And you know what? I continue to have a need for wisdom. And Proverbs 16:16, it says, "How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver." You know, some pretty smart men have come and gone in our universe, in our world. One of them you've heard of, Aristotle. He said, "Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom." And another one, Socrates, said, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." And another philosopher, Tolstoy, said, "We can know only that we know nothing, and that is the highest degree of human wisdom." And these folks right here are lauded as great minds, great intellects, great philosophers. And yet, you know, the world around us isn't wise. And it actually cannot even define the term. That is because wisdom is a biblical concept, and it represents the viewpoint of God on every aspect of creation. In other words, wisdom is seeing the world as God sees it. Wisdom is seeing the world as God does, from God's perspective, and evaluating every situation as God would, and responding to our circumstances just as if Christ himself were responding. Once again, wisdom is looking at life from God's point of view. And Proverbs is just absolutely full of wonderful words that are just so rich and so full. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 1. We'll just go right back to the very beginning here. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1 says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, to know what? Wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark things." Verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools, they despise wisdom and instruction." They don't want the heavenly perspective. And you know where we go to really begin in this study and in this journey and in this walk with God our Father is the words that He's already written, right? "So many places, thy words were unto me the joy and joy rejoicing of my heart. Thy words were found and I did eat them." The words are pure words. The words of God are quick and powerful. Yes, the written scriptures bring us into that greater knowledge of who God is, and then that combined with the Spirit of God puts us in such a unique place to have this wonderful perspective. And His thoughts, the thoughts of God, they're here in this Bible we have right in front of us. The more time you spend doing something, the better you get at it. Somebody once said, "What you look at, you become." You study woodworking, Dan Mikas, you know what? And you apply yourself to it, and you talk to people who are experts in the field, and then you learn from them and apply it. You know what? You become very skilled at the woodworking, and maybe in that little niche that you want it to be in. You know, as we internalize, we eat the Word, we reflect on the Word, we meditate upon the Word, then those things become part of who we are. And it becomes that much more accessible to relate those to life situations that we're living in and a part of. If we don't know the wisdom from above, of course God can work with individuals and people to, you know, give them, you know, a perspective and that sort of thing. But we've got, you know, so much right here in front of us. It's just amazing. Go to Proverbs chapter 2. I mean, we could just start reading. But Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that you apply your heart to wisdom, apply your heart to understanding. If you cry after knowledge, lift up your voice for understanding. You seek her for her as silver and searcheth for her as hidden treasures. Then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives what? Wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." Oh my gosh, it just goes on and on and on and on. I mean, where do you just stop reading? Verse 10, "When wisdom enters into thine heart, knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Remember Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then verse 13 of Proverbs chapter 3 says, "Happy is the man that findeth what? Wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. All her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to them that lay a hold on her. Happy is every one. On and on and on it goes. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, and she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. Shall she deliver to thee? Unfortunately, we have to stop at some point in time, but hey, I would encourage you, as much as I have enjoyed reading Proverbs, to just glean and see and understand some of the things that God says about the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we perceive things. This is God's viewpoint of how a life can be lived. And then you combine that with the Spirit of God that each and every one of us has within us. And in James chapter 1, if you want to look there, you'll probably remember it. It's a very often quoted verse where maybe it should be printed in everybody's room. In everybody's Bible, it should be underlined 100 times. It says, if any of you, James 1, 5, if any of you lack what? Wisdom. What is the wisdom? Wisdom is seeing things from God's perspective, seeing the world as God sees it, evaluating situations as God would evaluate it, and then responding to circumstances just as if it was Jesus Christ himself responding. It is looking at things from God's point of view. We have a treasure chest sitting right here in front of us. And we have got a God who loves us and has done and will continue to do everything that he can do so that we have access to that kind of perspective, which we so desperately need. And it's kind of like Ken's been saying in the Tuesday night sessions. You know, all we have to do is ask. All we have to do is ask, God, I don't know what's going on here. I need perspective. I need insight. I need wisdom. I need your wisdom, Father, to help me make sense of this situation or know what to do or where to go or what the next step in life is or whatever it may be. You know, wisdom tells us how to live out the truth that we receive and impart it to others for both their eternal benefit and for the blessing that they receive here on earth. We are in a prime position to offer this kind of perspective to a world around us that is not wise. And you know what? Can't even define the word wisdom. Can you imagine Aristotle saying that? Socrates, the only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. And he's lauded to the skies. And yet here we sit with the greatest grouping of words that have ever been written. And it shows us and helps us and teaches us to see things from the perspective of Almighty God. Heavenly Father, thank you for a short time here, Father. We know you're the shepherd. We know we've always had you there with us. Heck, most of the time we didn't even know you were there. But there you were, Father, guiding us, moving us, helping us, forgiving us, teaching us, leading us. And, you know, every now and then we catch up. We learn to listen. We we stop long enough to allow you to speak and help and just overtake us with your goodness. And that's the kind of life we want to live, Father. One that we're connected with you. And help us, Father, to continue to be those men and women like David who are after your own heart. And to seek out those things that you would have us to do, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.